So, I think that at this point I'm kind of living the life that maybe I always imagined living. Far from people and far from suburbia and far from all of the conveniences that most people pursue. The only thing is, I kind of imagined that when I was 20. So, I'm a lot older now, so maybe what I imagined is kind of a little bit more difficult. And maybe I don't really have the time to actually shape it the way I had imagined. But it certainly is nice sort of being far from the kind of neighbors that might get a little bit disturbed by my habits. I mean, I'm not really, I don't, well, even living in the kind of neighborhoods that I lived in and grew up in, I never really felt at home, I guess you could say. I mean, my house on Long Island was also kind of isolated in terms of suburban neighborhoods, but maybe I just made it seem and look a lot more isolated than it actually was. It was a nice spot. But I feel much freer here. I feel less pressured to solve problems by purchasing things. And I feel less pressured to hide my eccentric tastes, I guess. And I feel more free in terms of solving problems with what I have. And I love that that all the quilts and cloths that I have become tools for that. And I just yeah, it's really nice, actually. Even though it's a harder life, even though I'm stretching my limits in terms of what I can actually do, I feel more comfortable in terms of being myself. I guess that's the way I could put it. So comfort has, I guess, more than one aspect. And my comfort level with what I choose to do and how I choose to do it, it's working much better, and I'll just become the crazy old bitch in the forest, and it'll be fine because it kind of fits here.